This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Back in April, a mysterious man appeared on a British beach. He was tall, blonde, and completely silent. After he was taken to a hospital, he reportedly began to play the piano with great skill. Well, 4 months later, officials now know who this piano man is. He's been identified as a German national who came to Britain after he lost his job in Paris. He was released from the hospital and flown back to Germany over the weekend. Joining us now to discuss this case is Sam Lennon from the Dartford Messenger in Kent, England. And Mr. Lennon, welcome to our program.
You're welcome.
So tell us, who is this piano man?
Well, is he really a German? I mean, we don't actually know for sure. There's been a lot of speculation from other national newspapers, and we can't say for certain. Certainly the local health trust here are refusing to be drawn on anything about his identity because of patient confidentiality. They've issued a very brief and terse three-paragraph statement saying that Piano Man is no longer in our care. He's been discharged from our care following a marked improvement in his condition, which would be the same for any patient like him. They say the rules regarding patient confidentiality mean that the trust is unable to make any further comments on the story. Piano Man was at Littlebrook Hospital from the 10th of May, which is a hospital that specializes in mental health patients. So at the end of the day, we're not absolutely certain who he was. His departure has become as mysterious as his presence in our area. The whole thing has been an extraordinary story from the first day he was discovered.
Well, why has it been shrouded in so much mystery? Why won't health officials say anything?
The health service are refusing to do it on the grounds of confidentiality, though they have obviously asked us for publicity to help identify him, because when he was first found, of course, he didn't appear to be able to speak a word. There was no identification on him. Even the labels on his designer clothes were taken off. So this man has suddenly appeared from nowhere, and nobody knew a thing about him. And, of course, as you've probably been following, this has attracted interest from all over the world. By about May, the British National Missing Persons Helpline received more than 900 calls plus 210 emails suggesting who he might be. More than 250 specific names and nationalities were given. But still, I mean, I don't think we're any closer to knowing who he was. Maybe we'll never know now, because he's now vanished off the face of the earth. He's vanished as quickly, as suddenly as he appeared.
Well, maybe not off the face of the earth. You suggest he might be an alien.
Not literally off the face of the earth, but he's suddenly now probably untraceable, unless we're very lucky. The people who would know where he is or where he's gone to wouldn't disclose any details. In England, there are very strict rules. I suppose it's the same in America. There are strict rules regarding the confidentiality of patients, and that's what makes it so difficult to get to the bottom of a lot of this story.
Well, presumably some dogged reporters will follow him back to wherever he's going and try to find out who he is.
It's more than possible. Maybe we haven't heard the last of this by any means. If somebody sort of comes forward and suggests who he is, or somebody traces him and so on. There's such a large media here, especially with the national newspapers, who probably got the resources to let the reporters work on these stories for days.
So the story ending as mysteriously as it began?
Yes, it does, because we don't know at the moment. We don't know where he's gone unless the trail is picked up again.
Sam Lennon from the Dartford Messenger in Kent, England. Thank you for joining us.
That's okay.